the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, and let the earth open and bring forth salvation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, we beseech thee, thy power, and come and help us with thy Holy Spirit, thy great might, that thy grace, whatsoever hinders by our sins, may be speedily accomplished through your mercy and satisfaction, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And please be seated. Can you hear me? Hear me pretty good?
Yeah.
Because the mic isn't working. Okay, the close of the commandments. Thus, the first commandment is to illuminate all the others and share in its splendor with them, in order that it may be constantly repeated and never forgotten. Let us run through all the commandments like a wire, frame, or a hoop that runs through a wreath, joining the end to the beginning and holding everything together. For example, in the second commandment, we are told to fear God and not misuse his name by cursing, lying, deceiving, or other kinds of wickedness and rascality. Instead, we are to use it properly and worthily, addressing God in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, that flow from love and trust created in the image of the first commandment. Such fear and love and trust in him should drive us to draw not to despise his word, but to learn it gladly, hear it gladly, and keep and honor it. When we proceed to those commandments that involve our neighbor, the same holds true. Everything stems from the force of the first commandment. Thus we are to honor, be subject to, and obey father, mother, masters, and all authorities, not just for their sake, but on account of God. You dare not inordinately respect or fear those who have such parental authority over you, doing or admitting to something merely to please them. Rather, pay attention to what God expects of you and will surely require of you. If you fail to do that, he will be your angry judge, but otherwise, he is your gracious father. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity be pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So far. This morning's epistle, Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, for in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So far, the epistle. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been sent from the world began, that we should be saved from all of our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. Thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of the salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the come. Amen. We continue with hymn 74. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon is based upon our gospel reading, so please be seated. A baby boy was born in the country of Judah 2,000 years ago. The child's name was John. He was born to the aged Elizabeth and her husband Zacharias. I think we're all familiar with that particular story, how the angel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias in the temple and told him that Elizabeth would have a son, how Zacharias could not believe it. And because Zacharias doubted, he was made speechless until his son was born. And then in due time, the child was born. But Zacharias disappointed his relatives who wanted the boy named after the father, and he announced in writing that the baby boy's name would be John. It was then that God loosed the tongue of Zacharias, and out of his mouth came his hymn of praise, his words, what we call the Benedictus. And this morning, let us draw from them through God's Holy Spirit and get the message of Advent. Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he began to prophesy. The song he sang was a song of rejoicing in redemption that had fallen on lost mankind. Zacharias' hymn was born in heaven to tell about earth's redemption. His Advent message proclaims the good news that God has visited his people, that he has redeemed his people, that all things were now ready, and now the fullness of the time had finally come. The prophecies of the old will be fulfilled and revealed in Jesus Christ. The purpose in visiting his people was spelled out most clearly by Zacharias. It was to redeem his people. Zacharias knew full well that sin had come into the world, and because of sin, death also came. He too had to say with the psalmist, "I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." And as a priest of God, he had brought a number of sin offerings to the Lord in behalf of his people. No wonder he could sing of redemption in such a stirring way. Now, when God's people sing of redemption today, do they always capture the full significance of that term? If the Advent season brings us to a sharper focus on the purpose of God's coming down to this earth to save us, then it shall once again have served its purpose. By visiting us with his salvation, sending his Son to redeem us, our loving Father has visited us with his mercy, not with his judgment. Jesus Christ, by his supreme sacrifice, has promised and won us from the bondage of sin and from the power of death and the devil. Now we no longer have to be afraid of God. We don't have to be afraid about the past, the present, or the future. We need not fear death itself, because Jesus Christ came to be our Savior. And since all have sinned, all need to be released from sin's bondage. They need the world's only Savior. Zacharias rejoiced because God had visited and redeemed his people. However, this does not keep his forgiveness and peace from the Gentile world. Jesus came to be the Savior of the entire world. And yes, indeed, Zacharias had every reason to be excited as he spoke this final prophecy. But how does all of this apply to us? Is there a reason for you and I to get excited about Christmas? Well, the answer to this question becomes obvious when we begin to count our blessings, not our sins, but when we begin to count our blessings. We should keep in mind that by nature we too were among them that sat in the darkness and in the shadow of death. But when we were baptized, or when we first believed the gospel, a new day in Christ dawned on us, and we were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now we know that there is a Savior who has come and has removed the load of sin that weighed down upon us. He did this by paying it for himself. This is a Savior satisfied both the justice and the mercy of God. And in him is centered all of our hopes also for this new year. The windows are open wide for another year of grace. Will it be a full year? We don't know. Will it be the way of green pastures and still waters? Or perhaps it may also be in the valley of the shadows. We don't know. And so we still rejoice, because we know that he will go with us every single step of the way. He also wants us to be excited about our obligation to the world around us, still walking in the darkness of sin, of materialism, of self-righteousness. It too needs the dawn of a new day as never before, and it will not be found in the fading frills of a secular Christmas, but only as we have found it in and through Jesus Christ. As we prepare to set our feet toward Bethlehem once again, to experience the true peace and joy of Christmas, may we remember those who are still sitting in the darkness and in the shadow of death. In the closing words of this Benedictus, Zacharias gives us the assurance that Christ will guide us, guide our feet, every single step of our life. Natural man has no inborn radar to guide him to heaven. As a matter of fact, the world points us directly to hell, because the wages of sin is death. Each of us must confess, I know that in me, that is in myself, dwells no good thing. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. Science has unfolded many mysteries, but it still has not discovered any protection against sin, and it never will. Only Jesus Christ offers hope. He alone is the bringer of salvation. May each of us dedicate ourselves to him as we walk in faith and in harmony between God and us through Christ Jesus. For all Christ has done for us and for our salvation, we owe him much. As a matter of fact, we owe him everything. We are weak, but in him we shall be strong. So may this holy season properly prepare us to receive him once again, who guides our steps to heaven. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Since our offering has been received, let us sing the first two verses of We Give Thee But Thine Own.
We give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. May we thy bounties thus, as stewards to receive, and gladly as thou blessed us, to thee our first fruits give. Amen.
Now let us pray for our communicants. I have to get the prayer. I don't have it here in my order. My original order disappeared, so I had to find a new one, and nothing is marked. pray for our communicants. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace and mercy and forgiveness, asking that you bless each and every one of us as we are about to receive the holy sacrament of your Son's body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Forgive our many failures because they are great, but we also rely totally upon Jesus Christ and upon your grace and mercy to forgive every single sin. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307, Draw Nigh and Take the Body of the Lord. Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power.
Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And may the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you. take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.